So I like to call this talk firecrackers. I remember on my 10 years of serious Zen practice, many, many times would be mentioned here and there when somebody would speak about an experience during meditation, something that happened during meditation and that seemed special. I would hear the Zen master just saying, "All these firecrackers, firecrackers." Somehow saying, yes, but what this has to do with life? Yes, very beautiful cloud, pink cloud, very soft, very, and so how this transforms your life? What this has to do with your cooking, with your washing your face or whatever you are doing? And I remember that in that time for me, like, that was pretty upsetting. Like, part of me would wish to be hanging up there somewhere in that pink cloud, in that experience of expansion or beauty or oneness. But I am somewhere very, very, like, somewhere full of gratitude for this constant clarification about, with the Zen master, just like, and what this has to do with your life, or how that transforms your life. Like pulling the string, the balloon wanting to go up, and then being pulled down to the earth. And I feel this exercise of going up and pulling ourselves down is somehow vital in our spiritual practice and in our lives. And it's not always easy to pull ourselves down. And it feels nasty when somebody else pulls ourselves down. We would want to fly. We want to be hanging there in that experience. It is extremely important, those moments of inspiration or clarity where we fall into some place where we know we are touching something wider. And in the beginning, this touching something wider or feeling this huge expansion, it is, let's say, out of the norm, is something weird or is something very familiar. We can say, like, straight away we know, oh yes, this is home. And yet, it's something special. It's not something that happens in our daily life, we could say. Or we recognize it as something special, something different, something new, or something interesting. No? And that specialness brings a certain gravity or weight to the experience. It makes us want to have it again. Then we live the next 5 years just wanting to have that same experience again. Hey, that doesn't come, so we are like cats trying to catch a ball. it works in this way, like just wanting that to happen again, which doesn't help much to make it happen again. I remember sweating in the cushion, just like, I think if someone would be watching, we don't know if I'm like meditating or in the toilet, like pushing really hard, like this. I want it, I want it, you know, like, really, like this. But no accident, so. So this is one thing that happens when we do have this gift, then we want that. Another attitude is the gratitude for that which came. Some people call it grace, by grace or by the wind, by something bigger than us, let's say. Because we were meditating all the time. We were meditating the last 5 years or 1 year or 1 hour. We were doing the same, and yet in this one moment, this something else magic happens. So to draw a line, like who is creating that? Like, is this because of my effort, or is that just grace? It's very difficult. Or impossible, even. That's why I like to speak about meditation being this, being available, availability, just being available, not much to do, but just being available for whatever needs to come. And sometimes we sit or lie down with a lot of willpower, wanting something to happen. And sometimes we manage to be in the flow. Or in other words, we manage to love what we are doing. Or love what we are not doing. Just love what's happening. And that's a huge turning point in our practice, actually. It sounds simple, but to move from I want to change, and I want to gain that, I want to become a better person, and I want to live with peace. Or like when we change from that into sitting back, relaxing, and seeing what life has to say, what life brings, is a huge difference. Actually, we start to meditate. We were working up to then. We start to open a possibility. And this being on the flow has some huge intelligence. Being connected to life will not let us stay hanging up there in a pink cloud, and will not allow us to forget any of our areas, any of our human areas. So there is many times the question put it like, oh, but this thing about meditation, is it, don't you think it's dangerous? Because you can just fool yourself into, and what about the real world? My mom would say that. She's very real. What about the real world? But actually, if there is honesty, if there is openness to life, if we meditate or are here with our heart, my experience is that there is no way, there is no way you are going to manage to escape from your life. You may want to escape, you may try to escape, but it's no way. If there is honesty in the process, it's no way to leave any area behind. We sit there and many times, you know, okay, I'm going to practice metta, you know. I have a huge fight with my brother, but I'm going to practice metta. Not with my brother, but, you know, just like, because this is not what I have to deal with. This is, you know, real love is what. Yeah, you can fool yourself in a few days. But the brother will keep on popping up. What about the brother, you know? Here we have to face that. Or not even face it, just let it in. And embrace, like, yeah, embrace that. It is amazing to see how far that can go. I think human mind, our minds cannot guess how intelligent the process itself is and how it really points to everything. And how far, how many areas that we cannot even think about can be included, like, and get included in our spiritual realm and get transformed and lived. Also, we have many challenges, or we have this pretty new pretty new situation, I would say. Like, I remember wanting to be a nun, and somewhere behind was clearly, conscious or not conscious, but clearly the wish of get rid of whole areas, very problematic areas, to just be done with that. You are a nun, have to deal with tough things like money, like relationship, all this, like, pretty tough areas sometimes. So the idea of being a nun is, oh yes, I will dedicate my life, no? And how it's solved, like, when someone wants you to be a nun, it's like really saying, ah yeah, you will dedicate your life to God. Yeah, it's really the place to dedicate your life to God, like, really seriously, like, truly. And I remember that wish to dedicate my life to God. But as a very, very old wish, I don't know how to say it, like a very, very natural thing. No monastery was needed for that when I first felt that pull. You know, I remember like just being in the countryside, of course, like, and just seeing that, like a shepherd, seeing a shepherd as the most wise person in the world. Just, I couldn't see in which way the teachers in my school were wise if they were not telling me about what I was asking for, which is what is life. What is life? Three and three are six. Yeah, and what is life? You know, yeah, Cervantes wrote blah blah blah. And yeah, but what is life, you know? And seeing the shepherd, seeing a green field, would tell me about what is life in a much clearer way than anything else. And that is what made sense to me. That is what was not a decision, that was like what I'm here for, what I'm living for. I didn't have to choose that. This is obviously naturally there. We manage to deny it, we manage to run away, we manage to forget it. We have a whole beautiful structure out there trying hard to make us forget about all this. And we do forget about all this. That's why we have to come to a retreat. You can also call them remembering workshops. Becoming normal workshops. That could sell something. Deep rest is little too used now, this very, very natural, alive, simple. I'm here for that. Or just a sense of that's what makes sense. In a very simple way, without much explanation. But I never heard back. You know, I never felt anyone around me saying, yes, you are right. This is what makes sense. So this tremendous solitude that we bear. Okay, I'm trying new words. So. Sometimes, like tremendous solitude that we live with. What is wrong? No, we tend to say because everyone else is not making this question. So the logical way to put it is like, I must be wrong. Like something must be wrong with me. Obviously, if no one else has this problem, means like I'm chururu, no? Otherwise, or I mean, yeah, I can have lots of self-esteem and say like I'm right. Everyone else is chururu, no? But the normal thing is like I must be chururu, you know. So, and I think I told this story like, I don't know, as many times I spoke, I told this story probably. But this moment where this teacher just put this movie on TV, on the school, I don't know exactly why, under which team or category, I guess not mathematics, but she put this movie called Brother Moon, Sister No, Sister Moon, Brother Sun, Sun, Brother, Sister Moon. All this. Anyway, the life of Saint Francis of Assisi. And there is this one moment when he just sees the bird. Saint Francis sees the bird and sees the bird. He sees the bird. And then everything that happens later, just like taking all his clothes off and saying, "This is my life," you know, like I cannot do anything about that. Like, this is my life, and I cannot negate that, basically. So that moment in that film, I just started crying, 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 crying. And I was a pretty tough girl, so I would not cry in front of the people, and much less in front of my, like the people in my class, you know, who you're supposed to spend every day like million hours. So I would not cry that. So, and I was just like, I remember my pants were wet of crying. And that was just, oh my God, here is this other person that is also tururu, you know? So it's like, now, no matter what other people say, now I know there is someone who lived like hundreds of years ago, whatever, but someone in this world at some point felt exactly the same I'm feeling. Exactly the same I'm feeling. So, whoa! Like, I thought, oh, there is a way. I thought, there is a way. And that was really like what I consider the my like spiritual the beginning of my spiritual practice in this in conscious way, like aware of starting a spiritual practice. Like, basically, his words made me just see there is a way, there is something I can do. There is a path I can walk, there is a movement that I can make towards that and make sense. It was so simple. And yet, later on, the voices of the nuns saying to give yourself to God and all this, like, somehow started to be complicated. Like, I was like, no, it's about the green field, it's about the shepherd. What this has to do with give myself to God and then not be able to have sex or anything like that? What this has to do? One thing has nothing to do with the other one. And yet I guess I thought it was an easier way, but because I got into it. I didn't sign any paper, but I was a nun for a couple of years. It was a beautiful time, this complete time giving to that, you know. We could do a 2-year retreat. That would be cool. But my question never stopped, or my pull to embrace every single area of life. That was clear. Nothing could be left behind. So how we deal with those amazing moments of light, or those moments into falling into place, just seeing clearly. being at home. How to relate that with our daily life, you know? And how to let everything which happens in our daily life sink in a way so that it gets transformed by this having seen clear, you know. And even here, when we do, like when we do the, when we try to bring this retreat atmosphere to our houses, many times I see we fall into this trying to be nice, no? Trying to be nice, to be a good person. No? You see some spiritual circles? I'm sorry, but I'm just like, give me a beer, you know? I mean, you know, just be human. I mean, just let's do something like, you know? Sometimes it's like, you know, they're, yeah, so much more human people just having a beer on the square, like just whatever, you know, than in this life. So, so soft, nice, cool, you know, like, what is this about, you know? And there's nothing wrong in trying to be nice, this is clear, no? But it's also, it's really not about trying to be nice. Even the word love, like it starts to be like, you have to put it in every two sentences, is this necessary or not, you know? Like, I don't know, you know? So it's really like how to live our lives in an authentic way where we are ourselves and we can be angry sometimes and we can be upset and, you know, say a few nasty words sometimes or whatever. But that is much preferable to me than trying to hide anything. Or in other words, this like deep trust in life itself. You know, there is a moment where we move from the willpower, I'm going to change that, into a kind of a flow that feels at the beginning like tremendously dangerous. Because when we move our life from our willpower, everything is under control. We know what will happen. I know I'm not going to freak out with this person. I know because I'm educated and I'm not going to do that, you know? But if we move with the flow, it probably will not happen, but it could definitely happen. And that's dangerous. That's dangerous. I got a few splashes. That's dangerous. And we really want to somehow try to avoid that danger. But moving from this willpower to the flow, like this is, I like this point. I don't know if you noticed. This, like, is a huge, is a moment of huge courage. Because anything can happen there. Anything. And yet, somewhere, we know it's going to be okay. When we move to the flow, it's like having a secret plug to to some kind of a bigger force taking care of us, that even if we say something nasty, we'll take care of us. One of my beloved teachers, one time I would say, but I'm very energetic, and sometimes this is not that helpful in this spiritual realm. And he said, don't worry at all right now about that. Just be yourself, and I'll catch any of those sparks that come out. In other words, love is will deal with that. Like, this bigger force can hold and help all of that, all of those which we consider mistakes or balls out. I'm involved. So to really worry about this honesty and authenticity before worrying about doing it perfectly. Before trying to spending all our energy into controlling it, making sure that everything goes well. And that wants really like courage and humor and patience, because many, many balls are going to go out. Really. And we will feel frustrated about our own attitudes, you know, with the people that we love the most, you know, with our own children. Sometimes it's like, why I did this again, you know? Why, you know, why I answered this way, you know? So to really give space to all of that and to trust that this flow, like this, we are somewhere connected. And if we just keep going, you know, it doesn't mean like, you know, but it's just about just really keep going. And there is a healing power that is going on. And there is a transformation power that is happening if we just have enough patience and enough courage to be ourselves. And to receive and to eat ice cream sometimes is really wonderful. To lie down or to sit in this attitude of being available and to fall in, to fall home, like to touch these wide spaces, feels good. These are our ice creams. Our moments were, yes, this exists. I'm not tururu. And we need to hear this again and again. It's not a one-time spark. I never heard of one-time spark and the whole life transformed. But more of amazing people getting to love the path itself, getting to love the process itself, and being just married to the process itself in a devotional way, in a completely loving way or devoted way. I don't know how to say. And it is important when we do receive those moments of clarity to give time to that also. To let the insights or to let that light illuminate darker areas of our room, no? Our lives. And slowly, slowly, the room gets illuminated. We see more clearly, like, and we can see corners that we were not able to see before. And many times we don't recognize that in the very moment when this is happening. It's only when we turn back that we see, ah, this is not bothering me anymore. Yeah, it was bothering me a lot before. Or wow, what about this whole area about, I don't know, food, or it's not an issue anymore, or whatever the area is. And to be open enough so that more and more areas can be exposed to that transformative light. So that they are less and less secrets. And more wisdom. Not for anything special, actually, I have to say. Just to live our lives, you know, that's the weird point also. We don't do all this montaña rusa. It has a name. Yeah. to become special. Or different, or whatever. We just go through all this roller coaster to become who we are. You know, that's so funny that, you know, when we start the path and we start seeing those lights, we start to feel special, and then someone puts you like pull down to the earth, and everything gets transformed. It's a huge transformation with all the areas and everything, and what's left at the end is an extreme simplicity. We are left with no words. We're talking a little bit this morning. We are left with no words. We cannot even write a book about that. After all, this work that we have done just to write the book, and now we cannot even write the book. It's just to come back to the market and see the tomatoes as tomatoes and the lettuce as lettuce. And that seems like stupid. And yet, if we see a tomato as tomato, it's like, wow. Wow. We want to bow down the tomato. Lettuce as lettuce. Wow. and have a beer.
An ice cream.
An ice cream, yes. And that's, to me, what is so wonderful. And yet what is so difficult also in some of the points of this roller coaster, where we do want some specialness, where we do want some drama, where we do want some attention, where we do want to feel that we know something, where do we want to know, like, what the hell is happening right now, where we want to know where we are going to. So this love for the practice itself, this trust on this intelligence of life, stepping back, like the movement is, like the movement is from controlling to flowing. And letting everything become part of this game, of this happening, so that everything can be transformed and real again. Is there any question?
On the website.
And, oh, this is not the right question.
I want to play it every day.
Okay. I say 2 months, but the reality is 1 year. So. All volunteer work. Lovely. But we all have many things to do. So. But it will be there someday. So we can just be in silence for a couple of minutes.